I'm going to be brief today, because I'm impatient for us to get to the activity fair. If you're far away, but within driving distance of UUCPA, I urge you to come and join the activity fair, which is quite festive over in the grassy area here at the UUCPA campus, because it's a place where we get to practice what we're talking about today. You know, there's just so many quotes from so many wise people through thousands of years in Western culture and outside Western culture about how everything is change. Transformation is constant. So you have Winston Churchill saying that to improve is to change. To be perfect is to change often. He might have known about perfection. I haven't quite gotten there. From the same country, rather different political stripe, Harold Wilson said, "He who rejects change is the architect of decay. The only human institution which rejects progress is the cemetery." He's right in there with Louise Erdrich. Let's get real here, everybody. And they're in good company. I mean, many centuries before, Heraclitus reminded us, there is nothing permanent except change. It is the only lasting truth. Heraclitus is the one who reminded us that you can never step into the same river twice. We call it the same, but it never is. And for many years, we opened our services every week. We had emblazoned on the most prominent places on our website the motto, "We come here to transform ourselves and each other and the world." That worked pretty well. I think it's still true. We come here for transformation. But, you know, any deep truth has an on the other hand, and any on the other hand is sure to be articulated by intelligent Unitarian Universalists if you give them a few months. And so when I said that every week, every once in a while, I would hear from somebody, "What does that mean anyway, transformation?" I'd say, $10 word for change, you know, with that nice root in it, form, to remind us to think about ourselves as having form and many forms. Oh, I like that. And one person, a particularly wise and ethical person, said, "You know, I've spent a long time becoming who I am. I've worked really hard to be the person I am today, and I like that person. I don't come here to change." And I think that, knowing as I do that this was a wise and ethical person, is a wise and ethical person, not somebody who's just like, "Don't tell me how I need to be any different. I'm perfect the way I am." They were articulating what we could call a paradox, less charitably a contradiction, but I don't think so. A very true paradox of spiritual life and therefore a congregation, which is that a congregation is a place that urges us to change, that helps inspire us to change, that helps guide our transformations, and it is a place that assures us that we are welcome and whole and beautiful and good just the way we are. How to hold both of those things? Transformation and stillness, self-acceptance. I think it is a paradox, not a contradiction. I think we just have to hold both of those things. And like many such pieces of wisdom, some of that's just very pragmatic, very useful. Sometimes in our lives, we really, really need the nudge to change. And we come among people who are going to help us to do that. And at other times, we really, really need to be told, "You're fine. You're fine the way you are. You're loved, you're good, you are complete." But also, I think they actually interweave quite a bit. I mean, I'm thinking about the reasons that people come here, and oftentimes, or you think about things represented by our activity fair here, right? I mean, something that people come to a congregation for are our support, understanding, just encouragement. People come carrying grief and worry, and they may think, well, I'm not here to be told, you know, to be a different kind of person. And yet even the journey of grief, say, is a transformation, a hoped for transformation. We go to our circle of friends, a chalice group, or say a men's or women's group or something like that. We call it a support group, but what is the support we want? To move along in our life, to travel through the valley of the shadow of death to something different. Change and stillness, they really are perhaps best seen as a balance, the yin and the yang. And I could certainly pull out some quotes for stillness as well. People just as wise, here's Leonard Bernstein saying, stillness is our most intense mode of action. There's a paradox for you. It is in our moments of deep quiet that is born every idea, emotion, and drive, which we eventually honor with the name of action. We reach highest in meditation and farthest in prayer. In stillness, every human being is great. So maybe that's true too. The transformation can't exist without stillness, and vice versa. Lao Tzu says, in stillness, the muddied water returns to clarity. And the story that Kat told, that transformation of the yellow time that we're seeing around us right now, it is change, dramatic change. And it's cyclical. The leaves fly away, and the trees will grow new leaves, and so it goes every year, the same and not the same. This is why I think a spiral is such a powerful religious symbol for us as Unitarian Universalists, as it is in many traditions around the world. Because a spiral moves outward, or onward, if you want to think about a helix like DNA, moves, transforms, it's full of action and change, but it also comes around, like the cycles of our lives. Not to quite exactly the same place, just like the trees won't be exactly the same next year when they lose their leaves. But they do the same thing again and again. So we need to hold those things in balance. But here it is, in our shared values that we just approved as a denomination, including some of the delegates from this congregation, in June, transformation, and reminded us, when we spoke it, the T in jet pig, the transformation is we change to adapt to a changing world. The world changes, sometimes not as fast as we would like, sometimes in a direction we would not like. But because the world changes, so must we. Francis Wright said, where men are free to consult experience, they will correct their practice and make changes for the better. Freedom allows us to change. It's also the case, both in the political realm and in the privacy of our hearts, where, as Kat says, you can't see it. Can't see the transformation, but it's happening. It's also true that we can't be free unless we are free to change. Not only that, that we're willing to change. And for that, we need a couple things. We need discernment, the decision, the understanding of what about myself do I want to change, and what is the core? What do I want to hold on to? What are all the changes in service of? and we need help. And that's why we come together in these small groups. I hope an activity from bridge to meditation can be about transformation. It can be as simple as, I want a social gathering in my life. I want more time to just be with people I enjoy and who enjoy me. That's a change I need in my life. Or it can be a very deep form of, I need affirmation of the most important things about me so that I can let the other things fall away. What we want to change, what we want to strengthen, that's something to discern, and that's hard to do by ourselves. So if you're already in communities that help you to do that, if you found that spot for you, that's marvelous. Tell us about it. And if you're looking, then I hope you find that here. The places, the people, the practices that will help you to discern and find only those transformations that you long for.